Now, the Cabinet, as you know, is meeting this lunchtime to consider its next moves in relation to the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. One proposal under consideration, we believe, is to extend the 5K limit from the middle of next month. It's meeting the Cabinet this afternoon to identify what restrictions might possibly be eased over the coming weeks. Our South East correspondent, Conor Kane, has been in Tramore asking people there what restrictions they'd like to see eased and how they feel about the continuing measures.
Definitely, I think for the younger kids to be able to go back playing sport. I myself play a lot of sport, and even to go back training in small groups would be great, just to give some sort of an outlet. I think maybe not the restrictions in general. I think we do still have to be careful. So not a big change, but small things might help. We have a lot of family in Limerick that we miss very much, and it's so hard not seeing them. It's hard every day, but if the weather gets better, hopefully things will improve.
I wouldn't mind a bit of a relaxation of the 5K rule. A bit of mobility would be nice, yeah.
Do you think it's been tough up to now, or has it been fair, or both?
It's been very tough, yeah, especially if you've got young kids at home. But, I mean, I can see the reasoning behind it, but I'd like to see a bit of progression now and kind of opening things up a bit more.
I'm happy the way things are. I'm waiting until I'm vaccinated. I have no idea when my cohort will be called, but once I even have the first one, I would be quite happy then to start moving around. But in the meanwhile, I would like things to stay as they are. Well, maybe the 5 kilometre, make that 10, because we were lucky here. We live in Tramore. We have everything on our doorstep. But I'm sure it must be hard for other people living in cities or, you know, in the country. They can't get a break. We get out for our exercise every day. So we're not doing too badly, you know.
Well, hopefully they'll extend the 5 kilometre at least. And other than that, I think we need to really still stay safe. We're not in a good place for people coming to people's houses, that kind of, you know, I think it's a bit early for that yet. We're not in a good enough place yet for that. Oh, I'd say everybody's fed up to the teeth. But, I mean, what's your choice? You know, don't have an alternative, and if we want to get rid of it, like, we just have to stick with it for another while. And
yeah, I think it's definitely a struggle for people at this stage, so I think we need some sort of change, and maybe even some sort of a date as to how long more we will be going for like this. Yeah, I think people are definitely getting fed up, but trying our best to keep following the restrictions.
Construction workers going back to work would be good to see. Apart from that, I'm not really sure. They should listen to NPHET, not open up things too much. A fourth wave would be a disaster. Travel to counties other than Waterford would be great, but now is not the time to do it. I think people should be kept in their county for another while until the vaccine is rolled out a bit more widespread. And then it'll be nice to see other parts of the world. Until then, I'll stay here happy out.
Some voices from the streets of Tramore in County Waterford, that compiled by our South East correspondent, Conor Kane. Let's talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. The Cabinet meeting, Micheál, was due, I think, to begin in the last little while. Just first of all, the choreography today, what are we expected to hear when?
Yeah, I think the Cabinet meeting now is set to begin perhaps just after 1:30. Ministers gathering in government buildings at the moment, and then when it concludes, there is likely to be an announcement from the Taoiseach sometime around 6:00, setting out what minor, relatively minor easing of restrictions are likely to take place in April, and perhaps giving a hint beyond that. But there is unlikely to be many specifics beyond what's planned for April under that recommendation that is going to go before government in the next few minutes.
We heard one person in Conor's report saying, you know, give us a date for when some of these restrictions might be eased. Will we get dates, do you think?
Well, I think there will be some dates. It seems clear enough at this point that ministers are now going to consider, and it would seem likely, give the green light to a proposal that has got the backing of NPHET too, that would allow people to travel within their counties from April 12th. And for those living in border areas and counties, they could travel 20 kilometres into another county. On construction, it seems that those building homes will be allowed to return to work also on that date of April 12th. That a key date, of course, because the top government priority remains getting all the students back to school at secondary and primary level on April 12th. So little, really no change at all before then, even though the current level of restrictions had always been viewed as only extending to April 5th, but they go a little further than that now. on April 12th too, there will be a small enough change, but perhaps a significant one, it seems, under the recommendation before Cabinet. Two households will be able to meet up outdoors. I suppose that is possible at the moment, but only in the context of exercise. This goes a little further and allows them to meet up socially, but those meetings cannot take place in people's gardens, it seems. They would have to take place elsewhere. There has been a focus in keeping meetings in homes, that is not something that NPHET feel comfortable with in any context, even if it is in a garden.
We know that, I mean, April 5th was the review date for the current restrictions. Some modifications we expect for mid-April. But when might all this be revisited again? Will it be well into May before there's further consideration given to any additional easing?
I suppose, given the fact that some things are working on a week-by-week basis, if you go beyond the 12th of April and you look to the 19th, well, at that point, senior county GAA training would return. And then towards the very end of the month, it seems that children's training, that sports training, could return, and also sports like golf and tennis. So you will have reviews of the impact of each measure up to that. But it seems likely that the overall review of what happens in April, that takes place in the final days of that month or perhaps early May, and then the priorities for the next phase would be identified. Some ministers hoping that when you look into May, that things like hairdressers, barbers and click and collect for non-essential retail, that can come into the reckoning at that point, and possibly outdoor dining. But I don't think there's going to be much of a focus on that today. Instead, it'll be about making small changes in April. Other changes that are likely to be considered are the opening of heritage sites, again, from the final days of the month. And perhaps at some point, the numbers who can attend funeral ceremonies could be increased to 25 at some stage in April too.
All right, Micheál Lehane, thank you for that. Well, Micheál mentioned the prospects for some sports training resuming, particularly for younger people. Registration opened this morning, as it happened, for this summer's GAA Cool Camps for children aged between 6 and 13, with many filling up within minutes. With COVID restrictions on outdoor sports for children expected to be eased at some stage, sporting groups and organisations are looking at plans and preparations to allow children safely to engage in outdoor activities again. Let's talk now to the chair of Wexford GAA, Micheál Martin, who's also principal of Scoil Namara in Kilmore in County Wexford. Micheál, thanks for joining us on the programme. What do you make of what you're hearing about the prospects for some easing of outdoor training, that it may be possible to get particularly the children back onto the pitches again?
Hi, Brian, and good afternoon. I think it's absolutely welcome. I think it's necessary. It's hugely important that children are allowed to gather again in an organised and safe way and play in sport. I think from certainly some research that we have done in our school and around our schools, it is probably the number one priority outside of school itself. The activity and gathering to play sport is something that they are craving. I think children are really needed.
And can it be, I suppose, and this is the question, can it be done safely? Are there plans in hand that will allow it to be done safely?
Well, I can only speak from the GAA, Brian. I mean, I think last year was a huge success in terms of the cool camps. There were 71,000 attended cool camps, and no direct cases came from that. I know the GAA as well are organising a Be Ready to Play programme at the moment. And, you know, I think we launched our strategic plan back in March, and we would have done some media at the time. And back in early March, we would have been calling for the relevant authorities, be it Sport Ireland or whatever organisation, the Department of Sport, to set out a pathway. You know, as a school principal, the Department of Education set out a pathway of requirements that needed and the steps that needed to happen to do open school safely. Mm. So now we need the equivalent to happen for the sporting organisations and run an education programme. I'm happy to see the GAA have led that programme. But I think regardless of whether a child plays GAA or whatever other code, there needs to be an education process around it.
And from the point of view of how the camps and the training will be conducted, how do you see it happening and to make sure that everybody is as far as possible reducing or eliminating the risk of any infection?
Well, again, just speaking purely from a GAA point of view, I know our team here in Wexford, and I'm sure it was replicated around the country, would have you know, a very professional setup in terms of one-way system in and out. Obviously, restrictions on parent gatherings, that would be hugely important. And within that, then, when the activities are actually taking place, there's a huge emphasis on sanitization of equipment, And obviously have hand sanitising as the children have coming out. And then prior to attending any sporting activity, certainly within the GAA last year, there were health questionnaires. I think there were 12 million health questionnaires filled in last summer. So the process from last year is there. Obviously, with the new variants, that probably needs to be reviewed. And if there's scope to improve it, let's improve it and let's get the children back. Because as I say, there is and visible signs from talking to principals around certainly Wexford and outside of Wexford, there are visible signs that that children are less healthy than they were this time last year.
Yeah, we'll leave it there, Micheál. Thanks very much for talking to us. Micheál Martin, Chair of Wexford GAA and a school principal in Kilmore in County Wexford. We'll be back with more after this short break.